Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. Beware of him and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and then I be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise, and the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Beware, lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, The Lord will deliver us. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors. And then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And he said unto them in his doctrine, Beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces. In the meantime, when they were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness.